I speak my word. What does that mean? I speak my word. What does this mean? This is Instant Illumination. Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you Instant Illumination. I speak my word. What does that mean? Well, that's a good question. What is our word? Oh, it's something so noble, something so grand, something so wonderful. And our word is every word that we utter. Every thought that we think is our word. Creation of the world was done by a word, as the Bible tells us. Now, what are we supposed to do with our words? How are we supposed to use our words? What sort of words are we supposed to use in any area of our life? Well, I have been so accustomed to people using words without thinking about it, just because it's the vernacular to use. And then I wouldn't sit them down and be superior to them, but I would just say, no, you know, if I were to say that word for myself, I'd be putting myself down. Oh, why do you say that? Well, when I say I can't do something, I'm putting myself down. Well, what if you can't do it? Well, that may be at this moment. That doesn't mean that with a little education or with a little intuition, I might not have that limitation anymore. And if I say I can't do something, nobody's going to expect me to do it, and I'm not going to expect myself to do it, and I may never do it. And it may be such a simple thing like asking a girl if she will marry me. You know? Simple little thing. And why is it that we are reluctant to do that? Why is it that we're afraid to ask someone who we really love with all our heart? We may not know them, but we love them with all our heart, and we want to get married, and we're reluctant to ask them. Or we think that somebody else has asked them. Or we think that they're somebody else's girl or somebody else's people. Everything on the face of the earth is ours. That sounds terrible, but it's true. Everything is ours. And we may go and present ourselves to anything and everything. And however we present ourselves is how we're going to get the response. And our word is our first presentation. Actually, our body language is a start on that, but our words sort of sponsor that too. Now, what are you going to say? You want to have this girl be interested in you. And so you say to her, hey, you want to get married? Hey, you want to go to bed? Hey, my God, you know, if she said yes, I wouldn't want to marry that person. If she said yes to everything I asked her to do, I wouldn't want to marry her. I like a person who's got a little bit of integrity, a little bit of, hey, I don't know you. I don't know what kind of person you are. I don't know whether I want you in my genes or not, or I want my genes in yours. I don't know. I mean, let's have a get to know each other time, you know, and let's get acquainted. Let's go out dancing. Let's go out and now, hey. The minute we get married, does that mean we stop going dancing? Yes, usually. The courtship is over. And you see, when the courtship is over, then that's not the kind of marriage that you want. You want a courtship that continues throughout your entire married life, where your beloved, male or female, to whomever you are, your beloved wants to keep in perfect harmony with you, wants to do all the things that make you happy, wants to do all the things that make you feel that's what's worth living for. It's not the matter that you go to the card club and he goes out hunting and the two of you have your special things. That's okay too. But what do you do together? What in the world was it that he courted you with? Did he court you with candy? Then you should have candy all your life. Did he court you with trinkets? Then you should have trinkets now and then all your life. Did he court you by taking you dancing? Then you should regularly go dancing. I mean, if that's just a come on, if that's just a deal to get your attention, if that's just using his word to get you interested, And he didn't mean to carry that out. I mean, if you're in courtship and you're going out dancing once a week, that's kind of nice, you know? And so you think, okay, married life, once a week we go out dancing. That's not bad. Why not? Why not? Because you just don't do things that way. That's not the way courtship continues. Courtship stops the minute you get married. You know that. Now, who made that into a cut-and-dried rule? You did. All you have to do is say to your beloved, if you're the woman and he's the man, you say, sweetheart, I think you're just terrific. I love to go dancing every week. For the rest of my life, we'll go dancing every week. Unless we have some other plans too. But we'll go dancing every week. And I love it that you bring me candy, you know, once or twice a week. That's beautiful. And, you know, not a big box, just a little token thing. And I love it that you go and buy me trinkets, you know, like diamond earrings and tiaras and other silly things, you know. But I like it, you know. And I like it that every single week of my life, I'm going to be surprised by some wonderful gift that you bring to me, because our courtship goes on and on and on eternally. And the guy says, I don't know if I'm up to that. I rather think I will do it like my dad and mom did. The minute they got married, everything stopped. He kept her pregnant and barefoot so that she'd stay in the house and take care of the kids and do the things, and he would go out and he would have the fun, you know? Yeah. But that's the statement that they make. Now, is that the statement that you're making? Is that the statement that you're making to yourself? You know, people come to the monastery here, and they are perhaps the greatest idiots in the world, just like people who come to marriages. Same classification of people. And they come to the monastery here, and they think that they're going to stop living. They're going to stop being nice people. They're going to be in prayer all the time, in meditation all the time. They're going to I don't know what all they're going to do, but they're going to follow the rules, and they're going to be very diligent, and they're going to be very happy because they're in their introspective self. Well, they haven't been used to being in their introspective self before they came here. And then once they get here and they find out that there are some demands that you spend time on introspection with yourself. You spend time on meditation with yourself. You spend time walking, and you spend time doing other things. Well, at home, if I didn't want to take a walk, I didn't have to take a walk. That's true. But here in the monastery, we have schedules, and we keep our monks healthy, wealthy, and wise, you know? And they're just marvelous. But you have that attitude, you know? Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I hate to get out of bed. You know, this is a song that in the Second World War the soldiers would sing after they left their mommy and they came into the army, and they had to get up in the morning and start doing the regimental things. And they weren't used to that. But you know, the army trains men well. The Navy trains men well. But the Marines train men really well. When you see a person who was in the Marine Corps, you see a straight arrow. You see someone who walks proud of himself. You see someone who does not do things that are improper for a person to do. Oh, true, there's a few rotten apples now and then, but the majority are absolutely fantastic people. This is what's expected of them. This is what's expected of them as they go into the Marines, and they're expected to keep this up all of their life. Yeah. And that's beautiful. Now, is it too much for us to keep up, that we want to be people of our word, that we want to always follow whatever is for our highest and our best? Is that what we want to do? If that's what we want to do, then we want to really take care of that. We want to really always do that. If you think of this talk today, think of it as the failure of marriages. Because once people get married, they stop courting each other. They may love each other for the sexual part. They may love each other for companionship. But do they love each other because of the sparkle in their eye that says, you're very special in my life? I would do anything for you. Oh, yes, I'll do anything for my wife. I'll do anything for this young. Take my, what do they say? You can take my wife, but don't take my car, you know. That's a joke that people say. And that's stupid. You can take anything I have, but never take my wife. She is my treasure beyond all measure. And it's really a pleasure when you have a treasure like that. So keep that in mind, because that's what it's all about. When we say, I speak my word, and what does that mean? I speak my word, and what that means is that I believe in me, and I believe in my word, and I believe in who I am. And I would say, I happen to have been in the Navy, not the Marines, but the Marines were our seagoing bellhops, we used to call them, because they were very prompt, very proper, very in charge, and you could believe in them, and you could trust them to do anything. Anybody else, maybe, maybe not. But what a nice reputation to have. To have a reputation that your word is your bond, and whatever you speak your word for, you follow it through, and you are, you can be depended on to do that, what you say. Think of these things. They're just sort of rambling of the, what are we doing, instant illumination at this moment. They're just rambling of our instant illumination, but hey, think about it. If you want your job more than anything in the world, and you go to your new boss and you say, I will do everything you ask, and I will do everything, I will really love it, and then as soon as you get the job, then you slack off because other people are slacking off, don't do that. Stay with your word. You told your boss you'd give your best at all times, and it pays off. It pays off in big dividends. When you say to your wife, I love you, I'm going to court you all of our life, all of our married life together is going to be just one beautiful courtship. And she says, wow, you know, but that's your choice, not hers. She may not choose to be courting you all of your married life, but if you do it, you can be sure she will too. But if you are reluctant in doing it properly, you can be sure that the courtship will end, and the wedding will end, and the marriage will end, because you haven't stood up for who you are, and that's important. So think on these things and have a good time, because that's what life is all about, having a good time. I love you, I love you, I love you.